There are very dark forces that use mind control and techniques beyond your comprehension. You can't grasp the subtlety of what is used against every human being on the face of the earth. And it sounds braggadocious to say that I've written all that down. The rotten things that people do, the wicked things that people do, are so, some of them are so obviously rotten and wicked, but you only see the rottenness and the wickedness. You don't see the mark it leaves inside. We call it post-traumatic stress disorder. But you don't see how it, that, or an accident that you don't know how to handle, something, some unhappiness, some cruelty that a member of the family does to you leaves marks in you. You don't know how a predator knows how to ferret that out and employ it, and you would never know it was being used. You even ferret out predators. You actually draw predators to you, like you do. You've been drawing predators to you all your life, and they've weakened you. But you can't live with them, and you can't live without them. Your whole life is dependent on giving your blood, your soul, your life force to these people. And then they love you for it. But they're eating you. They find you very delicious, and you think that's love. That's why you're as weak as used beer, if you know what I mean. Now, I want to read you next week's. I wrote something for next week for the newspaper. I thought I'd just run it by you right now. I took this out of one of my books, Beyond the Known. Let me read it to you, because it's really the... Do you have a copy of the newspaper? Here it is, newspaper article. It's really the extension on hating injustice, the extension of it. It's more of the same. If you are a survivor, you can see clearly how misguided others are. Since you can see what is controlling them, you can also see that they are not your enemy, but what controls them is. How can you be confused and upset with them after you see this? You will be patient with them, knowing that what got inside them wants you to react with resentment so that it can get inside you also. You will soon stop doubting yourself when you realize this and feel confident in the natural faith with which you were born. Trusting the wordless word in your heart, I should put that there, enables you to see clearly and believe truly in what the light in your heart reveals. Ignore the babble of intellectual contradictions. There is true life in this wordless knowing, and holding fast is true faith. Then God rewards you with stronger faith and patience for things to come. Faith is the basis of patience, and patience appears as a non-response to the world. It separates you from taking shape from evil, as it joins and then strengthens your relationship to God, who can be trusted to reveal things as they really are. Faith is the basis of patience, as I've said, but waiting in the shadow and watching for the first sign of your wavering is that other God, who causes you to read false meanings into everything and make sure that you react like a wind-up toy. Alas for you who live by emotion, you believe falsely. Up pops resentment and impatience with your fellow beings. A wrong self grows up inside that thrives on judgment and is ashamed of the light. Everything that goes wrong with your life does so as a result of a misguided faith. Angry emotion lies at the root of disbelief and self-doubt. Conversely, doubt causes the emotions that intensify hopeless despair. Even though the Holy Writ is in itself pure, a rigid by the book faith will dull your outlook and perceptions of what is real, so that you are excited into believing that you are saved. Alas, salvation never comes through any excitement, but rather through the stillness of a receptive heart. Even when you believe the worst is about to befall you, and you do so compulsively, because you cannot make yourself believe otherwise. After all, you have become a sensual believer. Therefore, when assured that all is well, and you know it is a lie, what choice do you have but to cling to it, because it's all you have? Does that make sense to you? Does it strike a note? Anybody find fault with that? Anybody see that is your problem? That you're a sensual believer? You believe in Roy Masters? Shouldn't. I'm not one you believe in. I'm the one that delivers you to who you should believe in, and he's within you saying, this man's making sense. See? So when it makes sense, it belongs to you. Now that's all it is. You think that faith is a great, a mysterious thing. It is very mysterious.